Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to On the Porch. I'm Quavell Cook, aka Vil. Co-host,
Teef.
Here, we got some guests with us, some wrestling guests. Introduce yourselves.
My name's Jordan Boyd, and I've been wrestling since I was a freshman, and I'm a senior now. So.
Hello, I'm Aylin. I've been wrestling since freshman year also, but I'm a junior now.
That's cool. So, like, we're going to just start off. What got y'all into wrestling?
My freshman year, like, one of my old coaches was a substitute, and he was like, you should wrestle, just to try it out, you know. And I was like, okay. And then I went to a practice, and I really liked it, and I just stuck with it.
Hard.
And, bro, he left the school. He coaches at Ben Davis now.
Mr.
So he played you?
Yeah, he played me for real. No, but I see him at tournaments, though, and we reunite sometimes. And
Mr. Adams, right?
No, his name is Thomas.
Is that his
Johnson.
Real name?
Or, yeah, Thomas Johnson. Yeah, Coach Johnson.
You saw him at State, right?
Yeah.
I started wrestling because in my middle school years, they didn't have wrestling since I went to a private school. So I saw the advantage here at Warren, and I decided to join.
What middle school was that?
Holy Spirit was a private school. And our wrestling program wasn't even that good, to be honest.
So you're Catholic?
Girl, next question.
T, why don't you wrestle, bro?
Huh?
Why don't you wrestle?
No, I was. Aylin asked me like every other week. I'm like, no.
Really? Yeah.
But why? You got the.
Why don't you? He's scared. He's scared of getting slammed on the floor.
Okay, Vale, listen.
All right, imagine, talk to me, bro.
Imagine you, a senior. It's your last year of high school. Somebody okay. asked you to do a sport you never touched before.
Okay, but I mean, like, you could have bended it. You could have bended wrestling.
No.
You last definitely year. Have the size for it, bro.
I didn't have this size till, like last year, bro.
Is that because you started taking weights?
No.
You started eating?
It was peanut butter, bro.
Peanut butter? What does peanut butter got to do with this?
Peanut butter made me get this big.
So you just eating sandwiches every day?
That's why I'm bulky, yes. I'll eat like Ritz and peanut butter crackers, PB&J.
Terrible diet.
I'll throw peanut butter on my pancakes. Hey, one time I made this burger, right? Right? And okay. I got some pancakes, right? Put the burger on the pancakes. The PB&J and ate it.
Burger on the pancakes, bro? Ew, burger on the pancakes.
This is terrible eats, bro.
This is great eats.
This is terrible eats.
This is prime
like a struggle
eats.
Meal. What
the heck? This is a struggle meal, bro. bro, you struggling, bro.
That was a good meal, bro.
Your fruit tier list make a lot of sense now, bro.
No, wait. Where's the correlation?
It's terrible.
You like bananas.
Okay, they're good.
They're B.
They're S, but
B
okay.
for bananas.
Okay, bro. Come on. Keep it going. Let's keep going.
So, what's y'all plans for wrestling this year?
This year, I'm going to go to state because, yeah, I'm at that level. But this year, I want to focus on getting a state title. But I don't know, like, a lot of times I doubt myself. Like, a lot of times people be like, oh, you're going to win a state title. You're going to win state. But, like, inside I'm like, I just be like, yeah. But inside I'll be like.
You don't know.
I don't know. I don't like the pressure. Like, people just keep telling me to win state and stuff. So it makes it feel like if I don't, then I'm just, like, disappointing everyone.
That's real. That's real.
The way, like, the room just shifted, like, the energy.
That's some real stuff, bro, but I know what she's saying, though. When everybody telling you, you're going to do this, and when you, if you feel like you don't complete it, you know, you feel like you lost, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you suck, but nah. Jordan, you should always have that, what's it called, that winning mentality, for real.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm working on it.
My plans this year for wrestling season would have to be to make it out of regionals. And just to go to state, maybe place at state would be fine too. But I would definitely like to go to state.
Mm-hmm. You will.
Yes.
But if you don't, because I don't want to put pressure on you like people pressure on me. And if you don't, that's A-okay with me.
What about you, Vil?
I don't know. Sport.
You going to state?
I'm not going to state.
First place.
I'm staying at home.
What do you mean you run track, bro?
Who run track? You run track, dude. I do.
You're,
I do radio.
You're or 120. How much do you weigh?
He is 120.
Really?
He is.
You're 120.
I'm 127.
Yeah.
You're 120 right now, so okay. You gotta lose that 7 pounds right now.
Nah, I can't.
Speaking
lose,
of that,
I can't lose,
how do y'all be like just having like to maintain the same weight throughout the whole season?
Jordan's the one that be struggling.
When I would, no, I don't. I would be eating
last
before.
Year, no.
Oh, when I would try to go 13. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So basically, what you have to do is starve yourself, and then when you go to practice, you know, wrestling rooms are hot and humid. you have to put on a lot of layers of clothes.
Yeah, last year Kyrell, he was cutting, bro.
It was terrible, bro. Like, when they would make him cut, they would just be like...
In the cafeteria, I had lunch with him. He would just stare at everybody while he was eating. Sometimes he wouldn't even be in the lunchroom.
That's so sad.
That's crazy, because he had to cut or like maintain weight, and Cashner brought in like 5 Donatos pieces.
Yeah, he brought in Donatos. I remember one day Mr. Matthews brought in cupcakes.
Yeah, he couldn't even eat it, bro.
He was eating good in front of him, too.
Also, they were like, you should join wrestling. No.
Torture.
Nah.
You could join wrestling, though. You don't have to cut weight, though. Like, if you don't, I don't anymore. I don't try to.
But you'd be putting in a different class, won't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, well, it just depends. It don't make that much of a difference to me.
Okay, I feel that. TV, you definitely could have did wrestling, though. You like what? You like 6'3"?
I'm not
190?
5'11"?
5'10".
I mean, he could find out. He could find out.
I'm a good 5'11".
All right, bro.
5'11".
You should just join, Ville.
I don't
you
do
got
that.
It, bro. You got like a good 2 years into you, bro.
120.
2 years, bro. I'm in my
dream. Ville is an inspiring.
Yeah, this year and next year.
NBA no. person.
Nah, I'm just.
Enjoying basketball.
Basketball is my hobby, bro.
Oh.
Plus, it's, I can't call the games and play basketball at the same time.
You definitely can't.
Right. Get knee surgery right. to get taller.
What? I don't need knee surgery. That's the one thing I wish, I love and hate about radio is I wish I could do basketball because everybody said, you know, you could play for a team or something like that, but I got to call the game, so obviously I can't do both. Which just sucks, but I love the radio.
You could definitely do both.
You cannot do both.
You can just, like, play a few games and then get injured for the next few.
Bro, that's not fun, no.
Or you could just do it at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. Like, Ville down the court.
Like, get in.
I'm going to be tired. Bro, that's tiring, bro. That's bro, you know
how to Devin.
Throws a lob to Devin. Like, bro, you know how much stamina I'm consuming like right there, bro?
You just calling your own plays, bro.
I'm going to be tired by 3 minutes. That
would be funny.
That would be painful.
All right, so, like, earlier, y'all WCTV asked y'all what music y'all listened to before matches. Can we, like, backtrack on that?
Okay.
Like, be more in-depth?
What's your favorite artist?
I have a lot.
Tyler, the Creator.
He's one of them. Okay, I know a lot of his songs, but... Okay, so last year, for regionals and stuff, my main song was Spaceships by Kanye West.
Oh, yeah, it's a good song.
You know that song?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was that song. That was my main song.
Keith don't know nothing about that. He too young.
So what?
You don't know about that song.
That was before his time.
I'm 17.
My bad.
Oh, yeah, he is a junior. Senior.
Yeah,
Tifa old.
I'd be forgetting. I'd be thinking you're young.
Because he ain't got no facial hair.
Dang.
You know I'm right. I'm right.
Wait. Island.
Yes. What? Oh. I don't, to be honest, I really don't listen to like music before my matches. It's more like a, I don't think I've ever listened to music before. But
she
if I
cool.
do, I would probably do like rock music. But it would have to be like hardcore metal in my ears. I can't hear anybody else. But it's just like pure, what's it called? Pure sound. No screaming, nothing like that.
Okay. Hardcore. Teeth, what do you listen to before you start your track stuff?
That sounds horrific. just music.
Just
stuff that like just ramp music. You up, fast paced rap.
You ain't got a playlist for to turn you up?
I do got a playlist.
Oh, okay.
I'll just listen to songs off of it real quick.
You just.
What about you, Ville? You be hooping a lot. What you play when you hoop?
Really a lot of Kanye, Power, All of the Lights, really the basic stuff. Get some, what's called in here? Some Drake, his turn stuff.
Drake
is a good artist, bro. What else? Kendrick Lamar's old stuff. You know, his new stuff was all right to me. But what else? Really everything, bro. You know, you get that Michigan rap in there. Your favorite artist, French Montana. You know, you.
You mean Kenny?
No, that's you.
I don't like French Montana.
All right. Tiva, I don't know why you lying today, but, you know, you get a little bit of everything in there, bro. Lil Scott, especially Playboi Carti. Carti get me in that mode, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Stop Breathing.
Yeah. A whole lot of red. Teeth, what's your opinion on A Whole Lot of Red, bro?
A lot of trash. I don't care.
Oh, my God.
Album is booty.
You know, I don't respect your opinion, but I respect your opinion. It takes a strong man to say that.
Right. Agree to disagree.
Agree to disagree. Yeah. Amen.
You know, that album is actually, like, terrible.
I like it, bro. You know, it's not for everybody. It's not
you
for
don't
everybody.
Like one song?
No.
Just one song?
He's a weirdo.
He's different, bro.
He's a weirdo, but it's all right, bro. We still love you.
So everybody else in here like that album?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think you should look in the mirror, bro, and question yourself.
I do that every day.
Nah, I feel that,
Speaking
bro.
Speaking of mirrors.
That's real, bro. That's real. That's so real. Hold on. That's so real.
Speaking of mirrors, though, I was in the bathroom the other day. I dropped my face towel at night.
That's pain.
Have you ever drop your face towel on the dirty floor?
Just get a new one.
Yeah, just get a new one. But no, nah, I never did it. I wasn't called.
He's lazy.
He is very lazy.
I'm not lazy.
He lazy, bro. Hold on. I have dropped my, what's it called? I wash my face in the morning. I don't wash it at night. Unless I'm in the shower.
What did you say?
I said I wash my face in the shower.
And you know, that's crazy. Morning. That's crazy. You shouldn't be doing that.
Two times a day.
Bro. Yeah.
Morning, night.
But in the shower, like, you're not supposed to do in the shower.
I got two different rags.
No,
I'm not talking about the rag.
Yeah,
the
shower and wash your face.
Yeah, you have to get out the shower and wash your face. Like,
what's wrong with it?
Because usually the shower water's too hot.
It's bad for your skin.
Yeah.
Unless you want to get damaged.
Like at night, you're supposed to use cold water.
Personally, I got good skin too.
I got good skin. Water.
Yeah. Oh yeah, y'all just have naturally clear skin.
I think it's the hot water, bro. They hating, bro.
Excuses? We try to use cold water.
To each their own. Yes. So okay. It's freezing cold water.
Okay, wait. So I got a question. So me and my friends was talking about this the other day at lunch. How long does it take y'all to get ready on average? Like start of the day. I say personally
in the morning.
In the morning, I say me. 5-10 minutes max. That's all I need.
What?
All I need.
You need an hour.
Don't add 40 on that. 45 minutes.
Yes. Who said an hour?
Hour?
No.
Listen,
hour. Hear me out about the hour thing. My bus come at 6:30. I get up at like 5:26, 5:30, only because I'm slow in the morning.
Okay. I thought you were going to say you take a shower.
No.
Okay.
I do scrub my armpits though.
Okay. Scrub? Yeah. Little wash.
Yeah, the most important part. Like, if I feel like taking a shower, I will. Like, I do in winter sometimes, but, like, not so much.
Why the winter?
I don't know.
Are you a water beast?
Trying to say, bro. But anyways, I take an hour because I talk to myself in the morning.
He's getting excited.
I'll get sidetracked doing that, and I'm like, oh, snap. It's like 6:28. I gotta be outside.
Wait, so see, y'all to explain, because you said 40.
Okay, so my bus comes at 6:48, and then I get up at 6 o'clock. So if I'm really trying to, like, hurry in the morning, which most times I am, I can scrunch it to, like, 45 minutes just to get ready. But, like, on average, if I'm, like, on the weekend, I'm getting ready, like, to go out with friends, it'll take me, like, an hour, maybe more.
On weekends, I, like, weekends, 30 minutes.
100% more, though.
Why does it go down?
More than an hour? Yeah. More than an hour on weekends?
Because I have to shower, I have to do the hair, then I have to plan the outfit, and that's like three different things. Three different. Like, it has to be, if it's an unexpected event, girl, no, that's, I'll do, okay, an hour.
Y'all crazy,
but then
bro.
If it's a planned event, okay, I have time to take a shower, do my hair, and then plan an outfit.
Okay.
That's you said like 5 to 10.
Most of the time, I'm going to like planned
like
events.
Three. Huh?
Most of the time, I'm going to planned events. So like, I already have my outfit like imagined in my head.
Yeah, 5 to 10 is all I need, bro.
How you take 5 to 10, bro?
Because I'm a planned out person.
5 minutes for me is using the bathroom.
Break down to 10 minutes, though. Break down that 5 to 10 minutes. Like, what are you doing?
I wake up. Before I wake up, I already have my fits planned out for the day. So I throw it on.
That's work.
I use the bathroom, brush my teeth. I put my shoes on. I walk out. And I get some, if I still got time, I put some in my bag, get something to eat. And I'm out the door.
I don't get it. It takes me 5 minutes to brush my teeth, and you do that.
It takes me 5 to use the bathroom. How are you?
Bro, I'm a fast person, bro. I don't need that much time, bro. I'm a planned out
fast person.
I'm a planned out guy.
He's a fast guy.
I'm a very planned out guy. I plan everything out before I do it. All it takes
you
is
ain't
planning
out these questions though.
I told you you was leading this episode. I told him he was leading the episode.
What do y'all do in y'all spare time?
I don't. Nothing. What's that?
Y'all know what spare time is?
Nope.
Always busy. You know, Tief, I think this is a good time.
She's a liar. She plays Sims.
She plays Sims? Yes. All right, y'all. Thank you for listening on the porch. It's been Ville.
Been Tief.
Thank you for our guests for joining us today.
Yeah, great.
It was fun.
We out, man.
Yeah, we out. I want the last word.
My bad.
Bye. Girl.